You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. What more need be said?
I got more. You were wishful, right? Now that I have your attention, I want to talk to you about what love means. Because in our English language, we only have one word for love. And if we review the Gospels for the last several weeks, we've been hearing all of these parables by Jesus. And in these parables, we're beginning to see how God loves without measure. And Paul, in the letter to the Thessalonians this evening, is saying we have to be imitators of that God. We have to be imitators about how we love. And I want to suggest to you that what gets in the way of our ability to love without measure is when we measure without love. Now, in our English language, we only have one word for love. But if we look at the ancient Greek, and even in modern day Greek, there are four different words for love. And I want to talk about those four different words, because if we look at those four different words, there's a context in which we see and understand love. The first word is storge. Storge is the kind of love that a parent has for a child. So storge is the love in the context of the family. The second word is philia. We may be particularly familiar with that word because we live in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Philia is a communal sort of love. It's the kind of love that we have for one another because we know each other. We share an experience together. The third kind of love is eros. Eros is a romantic or sexual kind of love. That's the kind of love that hopefully exists between love partners, man and woman, husband and wife. And then the fourth kind of love is agape love. Now, agape love is different from those other three forms, because agape love has no context. Agape love is the love that was defined by Aristotle, and that is the love where we wish the good for the other. That's the kind of love that God has for us. God wishes nothing but good for us. And too often, we get caught up in those other three definitions of love. The kind of love where it's comfortable, because we have love of family, or we have love of people who are familiar to us in our community, or we share love with our significant others. But I want to suggest to you that those three kinds of love are dead unless agape love undergirds each one of them. It is that love and that will for the good of the other that sustains those three kinds of love. In today's first reading, we hear about how we need to welcome the alien and the foreigner. people who are unfamiliar to us. Alien comes from the Latin word alios, and alios is translated as other. Now we have a different understanding of that word, but I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about what it means when God is inviting us to love the alien, to love not just our neighbor, not just someone who is familiar to us, not just someone that we are comfortable with, but someone who may appear foreign to us, someone who may appear different to us. That is the kind of love that we can only pull off if we're willing to measure with love. God's love for us is so abundant, and His call for us is to share in that love and to give that love. It can only be done in the context of agape love. We come here because Jesus Christ entered into suffering purely for our good. The suffering that we celebrate at this altar is Jesus Christ's willingness to say, I want good for us, for these people, sinners, each and every one. Jesus Christ was courageous enough to accept death for other. And all He's asking of us is not to die, only to die to our own selfishness. Because the selfishness is what gets in the way of our ability to think first of other. And so when God is inviting us, challenging us, and calling us to love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind, we also have to love other in that way. We come here because we love ourselves in that way. That's why we approach this altar, so that we can be empowered to imitate the love of God. So this evening, let it be our prayer that as we receive Christ in this holy sacrifice, this complete and utter gift for us, we may be open to being transformed so that we can become a gift for others.